Connecting the pieces.
My name is Jay Johnson. The teenager woke up late again. Slowly making his way downstairs, he remembered that he had baseball practice later that day, and the thought of the coach dragging him again for any number of little things, and that made him angry. Who cares if I show up late? All that matters is if I hit a home run or catch that pop fly, he thought. Of course, the coach had other ideas. Strict rules were what kept the team together and going in the same direction, and with any luck, another trophy in the case. Of course, the rules weren't really that strict at all. They just seemed so to those that had never had any rules. For instance, no facial hair. Why no facial hair? Well, it doesn't really matter, because if the coach says so, that's the way it is. Or at least, that is the way it went. The teenager in our story launched a campaign to get his buddies to complain to their parents, which in turn complained to the principal and the school's athletic director. And what came next? Well, the coach, who had been there for 42 years and had won a few state championships, was let go. That's right, because as the principal said, he was unable to effectively communicate with millennials. But the funniest part of all of this? According to the statement made by the principal, he was not fired. He completed the entire season, and a decision was made not to rehire him for the next year. Get that? He wasn't fired, they just didn't renew his contract. Which, according to almost the entire internet, is basically the same thing. Just what is the definition of is? Now, this week was a blur, with Trump making moves on repealing Obamacare, as he put it, to U.S. commandos training to take out the North Korean leadership or the nuclear sites, depending upon who is telling the story, and even a rare rebuke from China regarding North Korea. In fact, the week was awash with international news, with Brexit, the French elections, and more. However, what wasn't really covered was what was happening inside the United States. And no, we aren't talking about the FBI agent that went to Syria to marry the target of her investigation into Daesh. Antifa is a word and a group of people that is slowly gaining more mainstream recognition. So much so that in fact, that as KATU reported, the annual 82nd Avenue of the Roses Parade was called off amid threats of a clash between protesters, or Antifa, and marchers with the Republican Party. That's right, because one group disagreed with another group, the entire parade was called off. Crazy, right? But how did it all go down, you might be asking yourself. Again, the article noted that the threatening email surfaced over the weekend and singled out members of Multnomah County Republican Party, or the MCRP, who were planning to take part in the parade. The email, sent from The Giver at RiseUp.net, said that they planned to have 200 or more people rush into the parade into the middle and drag and push them out. That's right, Antifa is a militant group, or at least becoming more of one. And who are they? Now, the group describes themselves on their Facebook page as anti-fascist action focuses on promotional, informative, and practical ways of struggle against all authoritarian ideologies and groups promoting any kind of oppression, particularly against neo-Nazism and right-wing radicals. In fact, an article on AOL noted that the group defended its sometimes violent tactics as an appropriate retaliation to President Trump's unprecedented levels of surveillance, incarceration, deportations, and police brutality and murders against the U.S. public. Wait, you might be asking yourself, unprecedented levels of surveillance? Wouldn't that be under Obama, or even under George W. Bush and the so-called Patriot Act? But is it just the so-called alt-left that is rising as much as it is about civility among the citizenry that is disappearing? Another major story this week came about when Big League Politics broke a story that noted a political journalist was given seemingly genuine screenshot of an online conversation purportedly between employees of the Los Angeles office of BuzzFeed. In that conversation, which apparently has not yet been independently verified, conducted over workplace messaging system Slack, BuzzFeed video social media editor Macy Thornton jokes about the possibility of then-candidate Trump being assassinated should he win the election. That's right. Just think about that for a moment. A person joking about killing someone else for their beliefs and a presidential candidate at that. And what about the responses from her peers? Well, seemingly, they were all on board with it. And what was the company's response? Well, Newsweek notes that a BuzzFeed spokesman said that while the remark in question was regrettable, it was made in private by someone who is not a reporter nor even an employee of BuzzFeed News, attempting to turn a throwaway comment from an entertainment employee into evidence of bias at an affiliated news division is ludicrous. That's right, basically it's the Jon Stewart defense. And what of his protege, Stephen Colbert, or Stephen Colbert as he likes to call himself? Well, he too was in the news for an obscene homophobic rant against Trump. It really does seem as if poop rolls downhill. What set Colbert off? It was an interview that a fellow CBS co-worker had with President Trump. In fact, Washington Post reported that Colbert then turned to how Trump abruptly ended the interview with Dickerson after the Face the Nation host asked him if he stands by his claims that President Barack Obama had wiretapped him. At that point, Trump cut off the interview and walked away. And what about the wiretapping, the story that just seemed to disappear once Trump launched a few missiles? Well, as Circa reported, the Obama administration distributed thousands of intelligence reports with unredacted names of U.S. residents during the 2016 election. That's right. This scandal has yet to die down, as the true scope of how the NSA spied on Americans still has yet to emerge. So, what do you think, dear listeners? Whatever happened to the NSA wiretapping Trump story?